I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
And 50 years after it first appeared in theaters, rewatching The Godfather is an offer many movie fans also can't refuse.
My father's no different than any other powerful man who's responsible for other people.
Released in 1972, The Godfather is based on a best-selling novel about an Italian-American mob family. The film redefined mainstream acting and revived the flagging career of Marlon Brando.
I never wanted this for you.
And launched the film career of co-star Al Pacino.
I told you I can handle it. I'll handle it.
What's more, it inspired a wave of realistic, hard-hitting mafia dramas from Mean Streets.
Come on.
To Goodfellas.
It's gonna be a good summer.
To The Sopranos.
Since a Mr. Mob Boss.
What did you call me?
The Godfather really is a great film.
Movie critic Bilge E. Berry says the driving force behind the film was its director, Francis Ford Coppola.
See you left, sir.
Francis Ford Coppola is kind of a classical filmmaker. He was interested in telling stories in what might have been considered an old-fashioned way, really. But he was also very much on the cutting edge of what constituted a good performance.
What have I ever done to make you treat me so disrespectfully?
What constituted subtlety? All these things we see in The Godfather.
Good.
The newly remastered Godfather was first released in theaters here in the U.S. in February with robust box office results. It's now playing here at Tribeca in New York City, but will soon travel to other film festivals throughout the world, because The Godfather trilogy was, and still is, an international phenomenon, seen by hundreds of millions of people in dozens of countries.
It has global appeal, and I think one of the reasons for that is because it's actually about family.
You're my older brother, and I love you.
No matter where you are, you can relate to these characters.
But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
50 years after it was made, it's a film just as poignant now as it was then.
And then they will fear you.
Gabriel Elizondo.
Leave the gun.
Al Jazeera.
Take the cannoli.
New York.